In Italy, the Vatican has declared that a miracle saved a sick little boy after people prayed on his behalf to a 17th century woman. With that, the Catholic Church is about to get its first Native American saint. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
In February 2006, Jake Finkbonner fell and hit his head while playing basketball. Soon he developed a fever and his head swelled. His mother, Elsa, rushed him to the hospital in Seattle, where the doctors realized he was battling a flesh-eating bacteria.
It traveled all around his face, his scalp, his neck, his chest, and why it didn't travel to his brain or his eyeballs or his heart. He was protected.
Protected, she says, by Kateri Tekakwitha, a Mohawk Indian who lived 350 years ago. The Finkbonners are Lummi Indian, and their family and friends prayed that Kateri, who was declared blessed by the church in 1980, would intercede for Jake. But the doctor's efforts to get ahead of the infection were unsuccessful, and Jake was given his last rites. Then, suddenly, the infection stopped, stunning the doctors. Father Paul Pluth in the Archdiocese of Seattle says that was a day an acquaintance placed a relic of Kateri on Jake's pillow. Pluth believes the timing was not coincidental.
You could pinpoint the exact date on which this relic was brought to Jake's hospital bed, and he was expected to die at that time. And after the relic was brought and placed in his hospital bed, he did begin to improve.
Of course, Jake did receive the best medical treatment from expert doctors. Still, for nearly 5 years, Pluth has headed a tribunal investigating Jake's recovery. Now, after considering testimony by the doctors and others, Pope Benedict XVI has declared it was a miracle, meaning that Kateri is expected to become a saint next year. Jake Finkbonner, who's now 11, says it's cool.
I think it's pretty great that she's becoming a saint. Not only that she's so far now the only Native American saint, but pretty much I'm part of it. I don't know anybody else except for myself who is included in a process of becoming a saint.
Jake has fully recovered, although he's had more than 25 surgeries to reduce the scarring. In the short term, he says he might celebrate with a milkshake. In the long term, he says he plans to be a plastic surgeon so that he can help kids like him. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.